I spoke about the horror that it takes to move us. And Kinei Yud-Zayin is about the horror. Im tochalna noshim pyor yom olei tipuchim. Women can eat their own children. And it goes through. Mothers eating their children from starvation. A son eating his father. Chazal. And it goes on. Listing the horrors of the Churban. Shloshmi Yos Yonkim. Soicha Achas. 300 little children killed. Drowned, slaughtered. Blood flowing. People burnt, destroyed. Shmona Melef Kohanim Prachim, slaughtered. It's a story in the Shoah. In one of the ghettos, decided to clear out the hospital by taking the patients and throwing them out the windows. There was a guard of SS surrounding the hospitals, guns and bayonets, and the people couldn't reach it, and as they watched their loved ones being thrown to their death. And one SS guard asked permission, as the newborn babies were being thrown out, to catch him on his bayonet. And the people there said the screams of horror that accompanied this. It's so terrible. And the people said that they cried until there were no more tears from the horror. You can imagine, you live with horror every day. At some level you get used to it. Ramban says that the Teichacha and the Chukosai was for Bayis Rishon, and the Kisavu was for Bayis Sheni. Perek Chavches Lamedalad, Bayisa Meshuga Mimare Einecha Asher Tireh. You'll go insane from what you're going to see. You're going to lose your mind. They rounded up the children in one of the ghettos to take them away. And this mother ran after the cart, the truck, screaming, "Give me my children back." And the Nazi officer looked at her and said, "Which are yours?" And she said, "Those three." She said, "You can have one." And the little children are crying out, "Mommy, mommy, take me, mommy. Mommy, take me." And she looked from one child to the next. And she just shook her head and walked away. And from that point onward, she was insane. How do you do that to a mother? How desperate does a person have to be that they lose their mind from the pain? What am I supposed to do? How could it be? used to write a column of Chinuch in the Hamadiyah. Every now and then I get letters. And people said to me different ideas that they wanted me to speak about or to address. Could you speak about this thing where a school says, we'll take this one kid for whom the school is appropriate if you send your other son for whom the school is really beneath them. Otherwise, we won't take the kid who needs to come. So we want to build up our school. Parent says to me, how do you choose between your two children? How do you choose? What do you do in a world gone insane? There's horrors. Terrible horrors. Go to a cancer ward. I have a friend of mine called me up and he said, I have to see you. I don't know what to do. I have to see you. He's a nurse. He works in the medical field. He chose to become a nurse. I have to see you. I said, okay, well, you know, so I'm working out. He gave me the address. It's a specialized hospital. Specialized hospital. It deals with children who are suffering permanent nerve damage. For all intents and purposes, they're vegetables. And he brings me into a room of sleeping children, little babies. Says, you see that baby? You read about that cult where they were going to beat the Ra out of the children, starve them and lock them in a trunk, starve them, beat them. When they brought him in here, he wasn't breathing. Permanently brain damaged. From the beatings of his mother and her rabbi. He's in that bed. See that bed over there? Very hush of a family. The mother put the baby in the bath. Little child. Just starting to run the water. No, she never. Just starting to run the water. But the drain was open. She didn't realize the baby stood up, pulled the drain closed. Only a few inches of water, but the baby drowned. Permanent brain damage. The mother and father take turns coming, sitting by the crib and just crying. Their lives are over, their marriage is over. Father blames the mother blames herself. That better, see that little kid over there? The baby was lying down, taking a nap. Older brother was playing in the bed next to him. She didn't realize he put a plastic bag on his face. Stopped breathing. He's taking me around from bed to bed. He says, what do I do here? What do I do? I can explain people born with problems. I can explain this. What do I do with people because of their parents? What do I do? What do I do with this? I said, you got to get out of here. He says, you understand, I come home, I take it out on my wife and children. I can't function. I said, then you got to get out of here. He said, but then who's going to help him? I said, but what are you doing here? We do projects with the kids. I said, I can do projects. They can't move, you know? He looks at me and says, I know, but you have to feel like you're doing something. He told me that in the hospital deals with people who are blind, or kids who are blind. I got all these colorful posters up on the walls. I said, for who? For the staff. Otherwise, we'll go crazy. Meshuga. We'll go out of our mind. Brothers turn on brothers. Parents turn on children. Children turn on parents. How could it be? Like there's something inside of us that got turned off. It's like we're crazy. And you see people who are mamash crazy. I'm not talking over fighting over Yerusha. That already makes sense. I understand. You stop talking to somebody over $2,000. That I can understand. Think about hatred and jealousies. And maybe the answer is because there's only something horrible enough that's going to shake us out of anything. I was speaking for a Kiruv organization. I said, when you daven mincha? He says, you have to daven b'yechidus. I said, why? He says, because all the minyanim around here daven around 4:20 and you're speaking from 4 to 5. There's no other minyan? The yeshiva on the other side of town, but it's a 40-minute drive and I'm not going there. I said, so call me a cab and I'll go. It's okay. He says, it's going to be expensive. I said, it's okay. He said, what's the big deal? Why is it so important to you? I said, I'm a chiv. So I didn't realize. In that case, I'll drive you. Adam Mincha, we get into the car, he says, I didn't see you say Kaddish. I said, I didn't say I'm an avo, I said, I'm a chiv. I'm a chiv to have with a minion, so are you. He said, if I knew that, I wouldn't have driven you. I said, so if I kill a close relative, then I can go to shul? That's what it takes. A non-from businessman in Chicago said to me, most Jews have never heard of Sheva Brachas, but they all know how to say Kaddish. Because the one thing we Jews are good at is mourning. Tragedy motivates us. Horror inspires us. The worse it is, the better it is. Right after the Gaza operation, and the missiles stopped coming, shortly after that, it was on Pesach time, I saw David Fendel, who's the head of the yeshiva down in Sderot. And I said, so the missiles have stopped. You know, that's great. He says, I don't know. I said, what do you mean? He said, when we were on the missile attack, people were willing to give us money. Now that there's no missile attack, nobody wants to support us. I said, so what should I daven for? The missile should come back. Because tragedy inspires us. We see somebody under missile attack, we'll help them out. Otherwise, death and destruction works for us. Because Baruch Hu offers us bracha or klala. What do you want? You're coming to Har Sinai, there's two mountains. Bracha and klala. Which one do you want? Tell the truth. When you see somebody suddenly having a tremendous hisorus, he's davening better and he's learning better. Isn't it usually because there's some tragedy going on? Someone's sick, someone's dying, someone died. Suddenly we come to life. Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us whatever we want. Kadosh Baruch Hu will relate to us whatever works for you. You want bracha, I'll give you bracha. Good times motivate you? Happy times? Tragedy works for you, so I'll give you tragedy. It's unfortunate that world history has shown us too often that Yidden are inspired by tragedy. One of my children said to me yesterday, "So I don't know, I talk to people now. People aren't sure if they want Mashiach. I don't know what it will be like. What are we going to do? Have?" I said, unfortunately, historically, we know what happens then. Kosh Baruch will bring a Melech Kosher Kahaman. There'll be Geizig Zeres. And there'll be tragedy and problems. And suddenly you'll see, people will be inspired. Then we'll want Mashiach again. I hope this is the last issue, Baruch. I really do. I hope we don't have to have so much tragedy just to be able to inspire us to be from Yidden. I hope we can find the bracha and the good stuff in our lives to be able to make us better people. Kinah Yud Zayin.